Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and it's time to chat some more nutrition here on the podcast. And we head back to touch base with Kelly O'Mara to find out about her nutrition strategy and how she keeps things together from a nutrition perspective. That's all coming up on today's podcast. Short and sweet intro for me. Before we get to Kelly, though, let's head over to the Coach's Corner. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Susan Kitchen at Race Smart. As a lifelong endurance athlete, Susan, the owner of Race Smart, has an up-close and personal understanding of the challenges many endurance athletes encounter. From sports nutrition to a training program designed specifically around your busy lifestyle, Susan has completed more than 25 marathons, more than 20 half marathons, 8 Ironmans, and is a 2-time Kona qualifier. Regardless of your athletic ability, age, or fitness level, proper nutrition, developing healthy habits, and consistent training play a fundamental role in supporting your health and performance goals. Whether your focus is weight loss, improving performance, or managing a health condition in an active lifestyle, Susan's expert insights and personalized attention will help you overcome obstacles, optimize your nutrition, and achieve athletic excellence. Race Smart's Susan Kitchen is a board-certified sports-registered dietitian, Level 2 Endurance USAT coach, Ironman coach, and holds a master's in nutrition. Race Smart services include sport and daily nutrition consultations, sweat and electrolyte testing, and personalized triathlon coaching. If you'd like to find out more about what Susan is up to at Race Smart, all you need to do is head over to racesmart.com or simply head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching and you can click straight through from there. If you're a coach and you'd like to be featured in the Coach's Corner, all you need to do is head over to that URL as well. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll all the way down to the bottom of that page for more details. Let's chat some nutrition now. We head back to California to catch up with Kelly O'Mara. Kelly, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. We haven't even touched on nutrition at all in our previous chats, and it's probably as important as any aspect, if not more important than the other three disciplines.
I think it's probably the most important, right? Isn't the whole joke Ironman just an eating contest with some swimming, biking, and running?
That's it. That's why I do it. Exactly. Tell me a little bit about your sort of approach to nutrition. Overall, not necessarily racing, but just day-to-day sort of nutrition. What's your sort of approach to things?
Day-to-day, I mean, I don't overly stress. I definitely am one of those people that's like, well, if you mostly eat healthy, it's fine. But then, like, for a professional athlete, like, for a pro and for, like, top age groupers, I definitely eat, like, pretty badly. Like, it's kind of a problem. I get given a hard time about, like, how many cookies and brownies and beer I have. But that's me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's like, if you took away my cookies and I would be like down about it and feel like I was limiting myself, then I would get like more burned out faster. So it's kind of like, it's more like a balance of like, you know, whatever. Though I do try to not drink too much beer right before races. That is my one, like, probably.
And for some people, a brownie in each hand is a balanced diet. So that's,
you're like, it's fine.
It has to be done. As far as sort of racing and training nutrition goes, how do you, let's talk about how you approach a race from a nutrition point of view.
Yeah, I mean, training wise, I definitely eat a little, like, differently than racing, just because I feel like in racing, I just have a hard time keeping, like, for me, I have to go all liquid, more or less, because I just, otherwise, like, I just have a hard time keeping down. You're going too hard. Like, it's just hard. I used to try and eat lots of different things, and pretty much since in the last 2 years, I go all liquid on the bike, like high calorie liquid, you know, like 2 bottles, 1,000 calories in a full, 1 bottle, 1,000 calories and a half. And that's like that. And then, you know, it's like one of those, like, I usually go high densities, like either Goo Roctane or like Infinite. You know, the high calorie, high electric, like high salt, whatever. Like, and that's, and then I'll maybe have like an extra gel or like something at, like, in my pocket in case. But that's really worked for me. And the caveat is you have to also drink a lot of water. Like, obviously, like, don't be an idiot, right? Like, you have, like, I also drink a lot of water. Because really, essentially, you're just, that's not really liquid, right? Like, you're not really getting hydration from that. That is essentially a gel flask. So you have to also get water.
Do you feel you've got it dialed in race-wise, nutrition, or is it something you're still working on?
That's worked pretty well for me. It hasn't been a problem. I'm sure, like, there are ways to improve that, but that's what works for me, so I stick with it. It's not like it's pleasant, right? You don't, like, feel good. You still, like, are like, oh, God, I haven't had any, like, whole food all day, right? Like, but I don't know anyone who doesn't feel terrible at the end of an Ironman, so it's kind of like, yes, I feel nauseous, but so does everyone. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, well, whatever. And then I also just take down plain vanilla gels on the run, like, to feel, like, however many I want. And sometimes that's, like, 4, and sometimes it's, like, 12. It just depends. So I think that's worked for me. The biggest problem for me is that I have a hard time keeping food down in the morning. Like, I've literally thrown up 4 races. And I think this is a little bit nerves, and it's a little bit just, like, whatever, right? Like, it is what it is. And that can be a problem, because then you go in with a deficit, and you have to start, like, pounding food pretty early, and then you spend the first part of the bike just feeling awful because you're like, and so that's been a problem. So that's what I'm working on. That's my issue.
Biggest nutrition mistake that you've made in your career, and what have you learned from it?
I did one of those races one time where, like, they were doing the half and the full at the same time. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, on the same day. Mm-hmm. So the full or the half started like 3 hours later, but I had been eating basically as if I was starting. Anyway, I was off. I did not time it right. And you start to know, like, when you've done this enough, you start to, like, halfway through the bike, you're like, oh no, I screwed this up. And I think I just didn't eat enough. And then I just didn't take in enough, electrolyte, because I was peeing everywhere. Like, this is kind of gross, but this is how I know that I messed something up, because you're like, I don't usually pee in a half. Like, it's just not a problem. And I was like, man, this is not. And then you think, you're like, this is not good. This is going to come back and bite me in the ass. And so sure enough, like, not only did it come back and bite me in the ass, and I was like, this is bad, but also I was just like, right? Like, your shoes are squishing urine because you're like, this is really terrible. Like, this is awful. So,
Kelly, it's been great catching up. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and expertise and story with us here on the Kona. It's much appreciated.
Sure.
This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. Thank you for joining us on this edition of The Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown. It's awesome to have had you on board once again, and thank you to our guest, Kelly O'Mara, once again. And we look forward to catching up again tomorrow, sharing another phenomenal story here on the podcast. It's probably my favorite bit where I get to just share what people's backgrounds are and where they came from and the obstacles they've had to overcome to get to race on the Big Island. Until then, from myself, Brad Brown, you have yourself a superb day. We'll chat tomorrow. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.
Don't forget, if you'd like to access the commercial free feed of The Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support, become a patron, and you'll get access to that feed right away.